I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Rock Island County Clerk Karen Kinney is waiting to find out what elected officials have learned about potential cyber attacks on the election systems in Illinois. In June, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Illinois State Senator Michael Hastings sent all the county clerks a questionnaire. The answers should help them assess the current state of registration, voting, and tabulating systems in the state. Kinney says hackers have not attacked her office's election equipment, computers, or voter registration rolls.
One of the reasons that we hadn't suffered any attacks was due to the fact that we're not on the internet. You'd have to be online to be subjected to that, and we weren't. And so I answered that. I actually said that it would be wise to keep elections off the internet, as we have done, for anybody that is on the internet in this day and age.
Besides steering clear of the internet, the Rock Island County Clerk also says election officials must use analog phone lines instead of digital ones to keep information private. And Kinney says they should never sync or synchronize databases and other voting information across networks.
I also asked that the federal government supplement election authorities with necessary funding that is needed to upgrade and secure our systems. That's part of the problem, too. We've faced the challenge of many unfunded mandates in this office, and you can only suffer so many unfunded mandates before you run out of funds. So it would be nice to see some sort of grant money, HAVA funds or something, come through this office to assist us in the necessary changes.
Kinney and her staff in the Rock Island County Clerk's office have already started taking steps to improve security in other areas.
We've been working with our IT department, and we plan to install 5 new cameras, 2 at the counter, 2 in our early voting site in the back room, and 1 in a back room where sometimes we keep suitcases with election equipment in them. And we're also going to buy some new locks, put on some cabinets we have in the back room. We've already put up new signage warning people that, any monkey business, let's call it, it's against the law.
At each poll and early voting site, Kinney says a computer is available for election judges to access Rock Island County's voter registration files. The database is encrypted and stored using software called a poll book. And she says voters can choose whether to use a touchscreen machine or a paper ballot.
It's a well-known fact that on election day, about, let's say, 95% of our voters prefer a paper ballot over the touchscreen. We have a touchscreen at each election center, but most people prefer the paper ballot over the touchscreen. They're just comfortable with it. I think they like having that piece of paper in their hand and being able to insert it in the machine after they're done. They're confident with it. They trust that process.
The Illinois State Board of Elections is working with Durbin and Hastings. They're waiting to receive more responses from all the state's election authorities. I'm Michelle O'Neill.